We're good.
That's good. Samantha, first of all, I've got to quickly ask you, how did you get mixed up with this fella?
Well, we're family friends, really. We've known each other for a long time. And then Jaren's just like, oh, let's do a Christmas-like competition together. And I was just like, let's do this. Team up and work it out.
Fantastic. Now, Jaren, known you for a number of years. You love Christmas. You love all those celebrations throughout the year, sure don't do. You? So this has spawned the Facebook page Northwest Tas Xmas Lights Location. Tell me more. What is it?
It's a page where you put your house on there.
Yep.
And people can go around and find your house and that, and then we have competitions and that on there now. And
fantastic. Now. So what you're urging people to do is take a photo of their house with it lit up or not?
With it lit up,
yeah. With it lit up, because there will be a competition element in the middle of next month, I think.
Yeah, middle of next month.
Hello, who's that?
This is my little boy, Albie. His birthday's next week. So nearly 12 months.
Birthday and Christmas in December.
That's
He's got it all covered. Right, so Northwest or NW Tas Xmas Lights Locations. Give it a follow on Facebook, because the competition element is a lot of fun. You've got so many people submitting photos. You've got an interactive map on Google as well, don't you?
Sure do.
Because a lot of people want to know where to go and jump in the car and take their family to look at Christmas lights. More and more people are getting involved as the years go on, aren't they?
Sure are. And since I posted it yesterday, we've already got 1,000 views on it.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try and get another 1,000 for you, the Savo. What do you reckon? So your page so far, nearly 7,500 people following it. So that shows there's plenty of interest on the Northwest Coast for this. Let's get to the competition bit. What do people need to do to be part of it, and what's up for grabs?
So what you've got to do is send us your... You've got to send us your house and your name and your number.
Yep.
To NW Tas Xmas Lights Locations.
Yep.
And we'll go through there, and we'll put them all into a post, and the public's going to go through from the 7th.
Okay.
So the entries close on the 7th, and from the 7th, the public's going to go through, and they're going to like their favourite house, but you can only vote one house.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like that. A little bit of a twist there. Now, is it Ulverston exclusive or anywhere on the Northwest Coast?
Anywhere on the Northwest Coast.
Nice work. Okay. So it's as simple as going to that Facebook page. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but write it down. NW Tas Xmas Lights Location. And who's judging this?
We have multiple judges. Jackie Lambie's one of them. Cheryl Fuller, Adam and Ari are jumping on board.
Yep.
We've got a few.
We got Jeremy Rockliffe. We got Tammy Tyrrell.
We've got a few.
It's a stable of stars.
Oh, and also we've got the guy from Midway Furniture, Michael.
Celebrating his own right. Doing it your way at Midway.
That's exactly.
Doing it your way at Midway Furniture, Ulverston.
And then we have our three prizes. So our first prize is our $200 Midway Furniture voucher, $150 Coles voucher from Carpet Central. They've jumped on board, which is great. We've got a $100 Bunnings voucher from Cheryl Fuller. We've got a $100 tattoo voucher from Butterfly Effect.
Ah.
Then that's valued at $550. And then we've got a second prize of $135 photography voucher from Making Memories, a Dalton Cafe $50 voucher. Zoe Grace has jumped on board as a sponsor with a personalised pram blanket, which is valued at $250. And then third prize is a family bowling pass from Devonport Temping Bowling, $25 King's Feast voucher, Gotta Love It voucher from Ulverston, a fuel voucher from the from Somerset. And that's value between $100 and $150.
Holy moly. What a list. It's a list as long as your arms. So it really is taking off. And have you got any highlights so far? Who's really gone all out this year with their Chrissy Decos?
I won't really know till tomorrow.
Okay. You want to give your place a plug as well, because tomorrow is official light-up night. You will be out in your elf costume.
Don't forget to come see me at 18A Stanley Street, Ulverston, from 8:30 tomorrow.
And you're already dressed up in your elf outfit. We'll have to chuck a photo on our Facebook page, the Savo. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming on in and plugging this fantastic community initiative. And are you going to bring it back next year and the year after
that? Yes, definitely. We're going to bring it back next year,
Lee. And we hope to make it bigger and better every year.
Yeah, awesome. That is so good. NW Tas Xmas Lights Location.
Can I just give a quick shout out to a few people? Thank you, Lincoln Rogers and Caitlin Oliver, for helping me do my Christmas lights. Also, Cooper Rogers, and hello, Starley and Alyssa and Kobe and the Purton family.
And why the interest? Before we go, why the interest in Christmas lights?
I don't know. I just love them. I just love seeing smiles on everyone's faces.
Yeah. What about you, Samantha?
So personally for me, my dad used to, 10 years ago now, so he's getting old, but 10 years ago now, growing up, he done Christmas lights every year. For years and years, he was the Christmas light king, we always used to call him. So my dad used to go in competition and pretty much, just dominate, really. He loved the joy of Christmas. He used to, go against people like Mr. Young that was in Turner's Beach and Racecourse Crescent and all the big famous ones back in the day. So just my dad growing up, he was in a Christmas light book. We were always in the paper for our Christmas lights. It's just, he's inspired me to, I can't do it myself.
Yeah.
But
you're keeping the dream alive by doing something like this.
Exactly. And I want to give things out to, the kids and stuff. Like, it's not, Christmas isn't about us adults. It's all about the children.
Sure is. All right.
It's
anything else?
Me.
Oh, don't be like that. Is there anything else you want to say before we head on out today?
Just a huge thank you for everyone that supported, everyone that's entered into the competition.
It's getting bigger by the day, by the sounds of things.
And thank you to all our sponsors.
That's exactly.
And when will we find out who wins?
We will find out on Boxing Day.
So 7 p.m. on Boxing Day, Jaron will go live on Facebook once he's heard from all the judges, and then we'll obviously announce all the winners.
Can't wait. Thanks for coming in today.
Good luck.
We hope you have a good Christmas. Merry Christmas.